doesn't necessarily always mean that we're happy, but we can always have a song that Lord gives us trust and faith in Him at all times. So let's take our Bibles and turn to James. James chapter 1, working through these verses, precious, precious chapter of the Bible. James 1, and we've just seen the truth that in the midst of trials, and things are going against us, we've seen that's the context of the whole book, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, that the answer and the solution that he's giving is that we need wisdom, and that we need to hear and listen to God give us that wisdom. And that wisdom comes to us from the Word of God, the Word of the Gospel, which is able to save our souls. And so we are to receive that word. The word is always the solution to every trial. And so that is the premise to which we've been brought up to verse 22. And in verse 22, it says, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word, not a doer, he is like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was." We see here that God calls for us to go beyond just hearing the word. That is the crucial step. That takes humility to open up our ears and to listen and say, "God, please speak to me." But when God speaks, that places on us a great responsibility to respond and to do something with what we have heard. It's interesting that he goes on to describe the negative side of this. And in that, it's like someone beholding their face in a glass. So this gives us a picture of what God's word is like. God's word is like looking into a mirror, and God shows us who we really are. And that's not always a pretty picture. Hasn't been for me. I don't like regular mirrors. I don't like mirrors that can see inside my soul and show me who I am, because it's not a good thing. And so when I get up in the morning, you know, sometimes make a decision on whether you're going to shower based on your hairdo, you know. So how many other men are like that? You're like, well, maybe some of you guys have got it so cut so short, it doesn't really matter, you know. But, you know, you get in there and be like, "Yeah, I think I can comb that over." And other times you're like, "Fonk," and you're like, "I'm going to have to get my head so wet to comb my hair, I just might as well take a shower." All right, I shouldn't be telling on myself here. But so you see yourself in the mirror and poing, and you got that shadow. Oh, man, looks like you haven't shaved in 2 days. And you're like, And then you just walk out the room, and you go to your office, and I sit down. Someone comes in, talks to me, go to the store, drive. Doesn't affect me, doesn't bother me what's on my head, what's on my face. But, boy, if my wife sees me now, she's like, "Are you going to sticking up in the back? You going to take care of that?" That happened to me today. It wasn't the hair, it was the belt. She said, "You going out without a belt?" Like, "It's dark pants. You can't even see that it's not a belt." All right. I've got a belt. You looking after me. We can be like that towards the Word of God. God shows us who we are. And if we don't do something about it, we just keep on going, we're still the same person that we were. I'll be honest with you. I was driving today and I was thinking, you know what? How am I doing with the Lord? How's things going? I gotta think about that for a second. You know, because I mean, I'm serving the Lord. I'm really busy, but I mean, how's things with me and God? And all of a sudden the Lord flashed something across my mind and it was like, "This is what I want you to do. And you're still not doing it." You know what? The last time, do you know when the beginning of that conviction was for that thing that God was wanting to do and change in my life? 2 years ago. 2 years ago, God's been working on me, and I'm still not there. Ah! I've seen myself in the mirror. I've seen what God wants to do, and I've gone on and just kept doing my life, and it's just kind of easy to act as if. But when God speaks to us and He wants something from us, we've got to do something about it. Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. When we focus in on that element there, there is a danger in hearing the word of God. Because when you hear the word and then just let it pass by and you keep on going and don't let it affect you, we begin to deceive ourselves. And we think things are going well because I heard and because I know that truth and because I learned these things. But if I haven't allowed it to transform my life and I'm not humble enough to receive it and to allow it to change me, I'm in trouble. And so I guess I'm acknowledging that is true in my own life in terms of saying I'm deceiving myself, thinking, hey, I'm not as good off with the Lord as I want to think I am. And what's really interesting here is that he gives us a solution in verse 25. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Do you see the theme that's pointed out there? What's the key word that's a theme that we've seen? Excuse me. I'm trying to see if it's more than one place. Maybe it's only one place. Look over here. Maybe there's this passage. A lot of times what happens is a verse of Scripture is connected to another verse of Scripture by one word. And inside of that verse of Scripture is another word that's connected to another verse. And really, this passage, I believe, just kind of flows through it. But I think, really, there's only one other occurrence of the word I'm looking at here. I've got it circled in my Bible. It's the word, I want to take a guess at it. Doer? Okay, that's definitely connects you right into verse 22 through 24. I'm looking for something even bigger on terms of going backwards. This man shall be blessed in his deed. That right there lets me know that connects into verse 12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. Okay, so the blessed man is the person who comes through the trials, and it's interesting, we come back to, I guess, the blessing idea is the idea of counting it all joy. So this all ties back into, how do you have the blessed life? How do you endure the trials? Well, you're going to ask for wisdom, and you're going to listen to God's word, but it's not just that simple as just listening to it, but that he says you're going to look into the perfect law of liberty. This idea of the word look, I think, is absolutely crucial for us to understand. He says, and I can't remember exactly, anyway, you don't need to know the word necessarily, but this is the idea. You're going to do this, and you're going to look through it like this. I know that the illustration that's used from one of my teachers when he was teaching us this passage was of someone who has lost their contact lens. All of a sudden, you've lost that contact lens. What happens? Everybody's down there on the ground. They're looking. They're slowly. I'm going to see it, but I'm looking for it. I'm searching, and you're focused, intensity, until you spot that little bit of light, that little reflection. There it is right there. That is how God wants us to look into the perfect law of liberty. This word is seen as a perfect word. It's seen as a law, so it's authoritative to us. You know, we don't necessarily like to read the law books in terms of, it's not all that fun to say, okay, I'm going to read the driver's manual so I can learn all the things that I have to do and I shouldn't do. I mean, how many of you have read that once in your life? And only once. I don't make it a habit to go back and read law books. We kind of gravitate away from law. But he's saying this word is authoritative to us. And it's perfect. It's given by God. It's the exact instructions that we need to tell us what to do. And if we will do this, we will not feel like we're in bondage. What will we feel like? What will we be? You do the perfect law of liberty. This is what it will produce in your life if you listen to God's instructions. You will be set free. That's what God's word does for us. And he says, you look into it, and maybe this is just as important as looking into it, and continue it therein. Don't stop. You keep examining God's word until you get the answer you need. You keep examining God's word so long that you can't forget what you've seen. Now, sometimes that means going over and over and over and over again. I'm a little hesitant to even try, but I think I could quote the first 12 verses of James chapter 1. And I haven't looked at it in a long time. But I'm telling you, I went over and over and over and over and over again. I believe when I'm 90 years old, I think I can say, James, a servant of God, of the Lord, oh, I'm going to mess it up, but, and of the Lord Jesus Christ, the 12 tribes that are scattered abroad, greeting you. My brother, I count it all joy when you fall to my reputation. I won't keep going, but I'm telling you, you can learn something until you won't forget. You know our names. You know our phone numbers. Well, you might know some. No, we don't know our phone numbers. I don't know phone numbers anymore. We know our addresses. We know the things that we go over and over and over again. Go into God's word and keep, you say, how long do I got to stay in this passage? How long do I got to work on these verses until you can't forget it? That's number one. And number two is until you see the impact in your life and you're being changed by it. When you see the difference and you are no longer a hearer and you don't forget, but you put it into practice by God's grace because His Word is with you and there's power in the Word. And when that Word is present and God's telling you, do it, step out on faith, and you do, and God blesses you. God says, you're going to be the blessed man. You're going to make it through the trial. You will come out tried and true because you have the Word of God. We talked on Sunday about the Rhema. Not just, oh, I've got the Word of God underneath my shoulder here. It's with me. But that you've got the statements of God inside your heart, that you know them, you believe them, and you're putting them into practice. And that just takes a lot of time. You say, man, I fail. I keep falling again. What do I need to do? Okay, what do I need to do? Go back to the Word of God, that I need to focus on that and continue it until I see a change in my life that God wants me to change. And God will help us. So the Word is the answer to everything that we have. The word is a solution to every trial. May God help us. All right, we'll go ahead and pass out some awards here tonight. March.